Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The National Hurricane Center says that Tropical Storm Umberto has taken shape and is passing east of Great Abaco Island. Parts of the northwestern Bahamas that were recently lashed by Hurricane Dorian are now experiencing tropical storm force winds and heavy rain. State officials in New York are accusing the Sackler family of using Swiss bank accounts and other tactics to hide $1 billion in profits from the sale of their opioid medication, OxyContin. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports the Sackler's own Purdue Pharma accused of fueling the deadly addiction epidemic.
Purdue Pharma reached a tentative agreement with thousands of plaintiffs this week. As part of that, the Sacklers agreed to pay roughly $3 billion out of their personal wealth earned from the sale of OxyContin. But many state attorneys general, including New York's Letitia James, rejected the deal, saying it doesn't penalize family members enough. They're now suing members of the Sackler family directly. In legal briefs, James's team said they've already found $1 billion in wire transfers to overseas bank accounts. She claims the family also concealed money and assets in real estate projects in New York. The Sacklers and Purdue Pharma have filed countersuits to stop this probe, accusing James of being on a fishing expedition. In a statement, Purdue said the company is making a good-faith effort to settle lawsuits stemming from the opioid crisis. Brian Mann, NPR News.
This week brought news of a pickup in inflation, but Steve Bechner says the Federal Reserve is still likely to cut interest rates next Wednesday.
One reason the Fed cut rates in July for the first time in 11 years was that inflation has fallen persistently below its 2% target. Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues fear that could limit their ability to fight recession if needed. The Fed got good news on the inflation front this week when the Labor Department said core consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy, rose 0.3% last month, leaving them up 2.4% from a year ago. But while that may comfort the Fed, its preferred inflation gauge is up just 1.4%, so the Fed is expected to make another modest rate cut. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
African leaders and diplomatic envoys are attending the memorial for Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwe's former president who ruled for 37 years. He's being hailed as a pan-Africanist and a great icon of liberation who dedicated his life to his people. Mugabe family representative Walter Chidakwa led those tributes.
The language of unity and togetherness was his language. He detested tribalism. He wanted a nation that was united.
Many Zimbabweans shunned the ceremony to protest the repression and economic collapse of his regime. This is NPR. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are recommending that the agency approve a treatment for peanut allergy in children ages 4 to 17. NPR's Maria Godoy reports.
The treatment is called Palforzia. Kids are given a small amount of peanut protein in increasing doses to gradually desensitize them to peanuts. Patients still have to avoid peanuts, but the therapy makes allergic reactions less severe if they accidentally eat foods with traces of the nut. The committee found that studies submitted by the treatment's maker show it reduces the frequency and severity of allergic reactions, which can be life-threatening. The treatment itself can cause allergic reactions. So the panel says parents would still need to carry an injectable EpiPen at all times. The FDA is expected to make a final decision early next year. Maria Godoy, NPR News, Washington.
The sentence is 14 days in prison for actress Felicity Huffman, the first parent sentenced in a college admission scandal. She was convicted of paying $15,000 to falsify her daughter's college entrance exams. The U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia is calling a drone attack on Saudi oil facilities an unacceptable assault on critical infrastructure. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for the attack. A Saudi-led coalition has been battling the rebels since March of 2015. Online videos showed a massive blaze on the horizon. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.